Big things come in little packages. Can I get an amen on that? I mean, come on. Look at this. This is amazing. Big things come in little packages. I mean, it's just a little shoebox, right? We think about some of the most simplistic, some of the smallest things have such a significant opportunity to impact someone's life. And they represent a lot more. You think about maybe an engagement ring, right? We had a couple singles get engaged recently. And I remember 7 years ago when I proposed to Brooke, I had this little engagement ring. It was burning a hole in my pocket. I proposed to her, and her response was, "Are you serious?" She was so shocked, you know, but that little ring represented commitment and love and so much more than that simple object, right? What about a key to your first car? Some of you youth, you're maybe driving for the first time. You think, man, this key, what does it represent? Freedom, baby. Open road. Come on. And parents are like, no, just a little bit of freedom. Just a little smidgen of freedom. How about that key to your first house, right? You settle and you fill all the paperwork and you get that set of keys. Like, this key, I know the house is big, but this key, this is a home. This is something bigger. Maybe we're going to start to plan a family or move our family here. This is, the idea is bigger than just this little key. Small things, but big promises. Well, what about, and this is kind of fresh on our memories here because we just had a newborn baby, baby Clayson. And when he was born, he's this tiny little thing. And yet, quite literally, a bundle of joy. And your life is never the same after having a kid and the amazing opportunities that it brings to you to just to see the amazing wonder in their eyes and look at you. And Clayson's a good smiler. I tell you, he doesn't get much to get this kid giggling. And it's pretty awesome. Small things, but big. And what they carry and what they communicate. And these are tangible, right? And you can get your hands on this thing. A ring you can hold onto, a baby you can hold, but what they represent is so much more. And last night, we took our girls shopping to fill this box. You know, we got a coloring book in here. I'm not so sure what that is, but it looks fun. And we got crayons, which these ended up all over the floor in the store, so that was fun to pick up. And then, let's see, we got Play-Doh, we got a ball, a little flower thing. They picked all this themselves, a necklace. I could wear this as I preach. I'm not sure how that would look. But they had fun filling these boxes. This is just all stuff, fun stuff, right? They're just things, small things, but so much more. So much more. And you may know this, but the Operation Christmas Child motto is good news, great joy. Good news, great joy, because they bring so much great joy to these children all over the world. They're able to bring the good news to these children. I mean, this seems like a no-brainer, right? But we kind of take this for granted. This is an amazing thing that something so small and so simple could carry with it the gospel, could carry with it the biggest idea in history, the biggest promise in history, the most powerful promise in all of history could be delivered in something so simple as a box full of toys or toothbrushes or whatever. Something small, but yet so much more. Their joy allows them to bring the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is the most basic core fulfillment of what our purpose is as a church. And I mean like our church, but the church worldwide. And this morning, we're not going to learn anything new. I'm just going to give you a heads up. Today is about renew, about remembering, about refocusing and remembering what is the core mission for our church, for the church worldwide. Why do we even exist? And so I want to read to you from Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 through 20. This is Jesus' last words to the disciples. This is everything wrapped up in just a couple verses. And you might even memorize this verse. You might be very familiar with this verse. But again, today is about renew. It's about remembering why we do what we do. So let me read this. Matthew chapter 28, 19 through 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Some pretty amazing promises there. And a pretty amazing mission that was handed to us. There is no plan B. There's only one plan, and that's the church. That's us. And these shoeboxes fulfill that mission that Jesus gave us to make disciples of all nations. And what's so amazing about Operation Christmas Child is that these boxes go all over the world, and kids get them, and they have a blast, and it's so amazing to see their faces. But they hear the good news, but they don't just hear it. They actually get discipled. They actually have people that walk with them and train them in how to be a Christ follower. It's not a one-and-done deal. It's not like they only hear the gospel once a year. If you make a decision for Christ after receiving this box, they go through a curriculum. They learn. They have teachers. There's someone that walks through with them and helps them know and grow into what it means to be a Christ follower. This is such a big thing coming from such a small package. And you were a part of that. You got to be a part of something so enormously impactful. And what I think is also really amazing is that kids are hearing the gospel not in the context of obligation or, oops, I got tricked into hearing the gospel, or I guess I'll hear this. No, they get to hear the gospel in the context of interest. Who are the people that gave me these things? This is amazing. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to know who this Jesus is that would motivate people to send these boxes halfway across the world for me. This is the power of the gospel. You know, our motto as a church really isn't any different than the Operation Christmas Child motto at its core. I mean, our motto is to love big and to live bold. We want to love big and live bold because we want to love people and bring joy to their life so that we earn the right to speak boldly into our lives. We want to make that connection. We want to love you so much and to bring joy to your life that you want to hear about my Jesus. And it's so important to love first, right? It's so important to think about how can I bring joy to someone's life or to make that connection before trying to share what will be viewed by many as opinion, right? When we are bold without being loving, the Apostle Paul says it's like a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. I mean, if anybody's in band, you know when someone's off, whoo, that's just it almost makes you want to, right? No one likes that person that shares their opinion without regard for relationship. We have to love. That has to be our first move. Love as Christ loved. Think about how we can bring joy to someone's life. And then maybe they'll present us with opportunities to share about our Jesus. Now, the opposite is also true. If all we do is love, and all we do is do nice things for people or bring joy to their life, but we don't take a risk and share what might be maybe an unpopular idea, we don't take a risk to be bold and to share our faith, we don't take that risk to maybe step out and tell them the truth, well, it'd be like rescuing someone who's out at sea and feeding them and giving them clothes and giving them water and make sure they're all good and then putting them back on their dinghy and setting them back adrift. I mean, who would do that? But the rescue isn't over, right? Rescue takes commitment. Rescue, salvation takes a little bit more from us. And that can be scary. Rescue takes commitment. And what I think is so awesome about this is it reveals something very simple. Joy creates opportunity. Joy creates opportunity. I mean, in a minute, we're going to come down here and we're going to pray over these boxes. We're going to pray over them that God would bless them, that God would use them, that God would use your faithfulness to make his name famous. But before you do, and when you come up to pray over the boxes, I also want you to do this. I want you to ask God one question. Ask him one question, and that is this. Who can I bring joy to right here, right now, in my inner circle, and the people that I talk to every day? Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe you have a cubicle right next to them. Maybe you talk to them at the water cooler almost every day. Maybe it's a neighbor. You see occasionally, but you've not really asked how they're doing or if there's any way you can help them or what have you. Maybe it's someone you go to school with. You hang out with them at lunch, but you don't really go deep. Maybe it's someone you play sports with or do band with or whatever it might be, or extracurricular activities, or you do something fun. Maybe it's some guys that you go riding with, you know? How can you bring joy to their life? I want you to sincerely ask God that question when you come here and pray over these boxes. Pray that God would use these boxes, but pray also that God would use you right here. Because it's one thing to take these boxes and to ship them off all over the world and just, I'm good. It's one thing to do that. It's just a great thing to do. But it's a whole nother level to say, okay, God, how can I up that a little bit? What can I do right here? How can I bring joy to someone's life right here so that they want to hear about you? Pray about that, please. So right now, I want you to come forward. Go ahead and stand up as you're able to. Bring the whole family down. Grab a box. Well, don't grab it. Place your hands over it. We're going to pray over these boxes. Come on down. You can come up on stage if you need to and get behind them. We are going to ask that God would use these small things for big, big opportunities. The gospel is huge and can do so much for so many people. I know some of y'all getting shy. You don't want to come up on stage, but you can come up around these boxes if you want to. Some of you who feel bold. If you can't get near a box, just lay your hands on somebody else and pray over them. We're just going to pray silently here in a minute once we all get settled. I'll give you about a minute or so to pray just between you and God, and then I'll wrap us up. So right now, take this time to pray over these boxes and ask God that one question: how can I bring joy to somebody right here? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to be a part of your plan of redemption to reach the nations. We thank you for the amazing and awesome responsibility that it is to share the gospel. Your Holy Spirit does not disappoint God. It gives us the words to speak. It gives us the courage to love unabashedly, to speak the truth of your name. So right now, Lord, we ask that these boxes will get to where they need to get to, and they would open doors for your name. The little children who receive these boxes would connect the joy that they find in something so simple as toothbrushes and toys to the joy of the gospel, the joy of being free from sin, the joy of knowing that you have been forgiven, the joy of knowing there is purpose, there are answers to this life, the joy of knowing your Creator in a meaningful relationship. Lord, we thank you for that joy, and may you renew that joy in us this morning so that we might think about spreading that joy, that your name might be famous, that your name will be known to the ends of the earth, and that every tongue and every nation would bow before you and recognize you as Lord and Savior. God, we pray for these small things to deliver your big, big promises. So, Lord, we pray this in your holy and powerful and merciful name. Amen. Well, y'all, thank you so much for being a part of this.